From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama Thursday made it clear to Southeast Asian leaders gathered in Laos that the United States will continue to stand with the people of the region. He has made rebalancing U.S. policy with a focus toward Southeast Asia a priority during his presidency. He also said that the group recognized the importance of a July international arbitration ruling dismissing China's territorial claims in the South China Sea and the importance for those claiming parts in the disputed region to not militarize those areas or occupy uninhabited islands.
With respect to maritime issues, we'll continue to work to ensure that disputes are resolved peacefully, including in the South China Sea. The landmark arbitration ruling in July, which is binding, helped clarify maritime rights in the region.
You can read more on the president's visit to Laos at voanews.com. Afghan officials say they've repulsed a major Taliban assault on the provincial capital of central Uruzgan province, and a house-to-house search has been launched to clear any remaining insurgents. Taliban insurgents had fought their way into the besieged city of Tarankot Thursday morning, triggering fierce battle with Afghan security forces. Russia's foreign ministry says Israeli and Palestinian leaders have agreed in principle to meet in Moscow for talks. A spokeswoman said Thursday that Moscow has heard from the offices of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the two agreed to meet in Moscow, though it's not clear when it would happen. She said the most important thing is to pick the right timing. This is VOA News. French police are searching Thursday for two radicalized women that are linked to a car containing six gas cylinders that was found in central Paris. Four people have already been held as part of that investigation. The two new suspects, aged around 20, were arrested late on Wednesday in connection with this gray Peugeot that was found abandoned at the weekend near the Notre Dame Cathedral. Anti-terror investigators are investigating that incident. A senior Pakistani police officer says a roadside bombing has struck a vehicle carrying police commandos in northwestern Pakistan, wounding eight officers. The official said Thursday's attack took place on the outskirts of Peshawar, the capital of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. A three-day conference on strengthening the treaty banning the use of cluster munitions has ended on a high note. More than 100 state parties have agreed to set a target date of 2030 for the clearance of these weapons from contaminated states. Lisa Schlein has this report for VOA from Geneva.
The president of the convention, Henk-Cor van de Kwast, says governments at this week's meeting agreed to strive for a world free of cluster munitions by 2030.
That does imply that states that are affected work harder to get in time to clear the areas where cluster munition still is, but also for donor countries to work very precisely towards this deadline and see where they can help affected countries to clear their territories.
Van de Kwast says 12 of the 14 contaminated member states have relatively few cluster munitions and should be able to have them cleared by 2020. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
British Defense Minister Michael Fallon says sexual exploitation by UN peacekeepers must be eliminated. Fallon was addressing the opening session Thursday of a UN conference on increasing peacekeeping contributions and improving the performance of the troops who participate. Defense ministers from 80 countries are attending, including U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter. Fallon said the UN needs to improve planning for peacekeeping to get more troop contributions and improve their performance. On the subject of bringing sexual abuse by peacekeepers to an end, Secretary Carter said the Pentagon was ready to help. Chinese imports rose for the first time in nearly 2 years in August, according to figures showing Thursday. The 1.5% annual increase beat expectations in a positive sign for the world's second largest economy. More details on that and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.